Built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Talk 100.3 FM traffic and weather.
295 South at Blanding Boulevard. Police are in force there. Apparently a law enforcement issue going on that ended in a wreck. Plan on back up there. 295 South at the Town Center exit, another crash. And at I-10 East Lenox to Cassett, there's backup. Morning clouds, then afternoon sun today. The high will be 71 degrees. This evening, mostly clear with an overnight low of 59.
The Lillian McDermott Show.
We love, we fear, bridges we burn, we make mistakes, then we live and learn. When life gets tough, and it seems like your best ain't good enough. If you're in need of hope, you know where I'll be. I'll be right here. Right here, and when you need a friend, you can count on me. I'll be right here, waiting for you.
This is the place you can always turn to when you need a friend, the Lillian McDermott Show. To reach out to Lillian, visit her on the web at whenyouneedafriend.com. Now, let's all learn together. Here's Lillian McDermott.
Hello, my listening friend. It's so nice we can meet each other on the air on this beautiful, best day ever. And for those of you who are new to the Lillian McDermott radio show, it is no accident. There's a purpose for you tuning in today. So I hope that you will stay with us until the final breath and the final goodbye is said. But if you want to learn what the show is about, this show is about my commitment to provide alternative ways to heal. It is my mission to make awareness, responsibility, and truth a part of our everyday life. And I hope you, my listening and my viewing friend, will feel empowered to embrace a new truth and live the life of your dreams. Today's show is the show I wanted to do back a while ago, but because Cindy Mitchell is a very busy, on-demand person, we postponed it to today, and I've told you that I am committed to domestic violence. I want to make sure that we do as many shows to help somebody heal. The last time Cindy was on the show, I remember getting an email saying thank you because of the show that we did in December. It was the last show in December that I got a lot of pushback from the station that I was at, saying, you know, this is not the kind of feel-good kind of programming that you have during the holidays. But my instinct told me otherwise. And this woman sent an email saying, because of this show, I now have a plan to leave my husband. And it's not that I want to push people away or break up families. That's not. My intention is to create safety. My intention is to create the kind of love that you deserve. And it starts with 20 seconds of courage. And so today I have some questions for you. Are you in a relationship that makes you feel less than? Only you can answer that. Do you live in fear that the next word out of your mouth will upset your significant other? Do you want to get out, but you just don't know how? Do you feel guilty of the thought of uprooting your family? Do you wonder how you will support yourself and your children? Have you rejected anyone that has tried to help you? Do you feel alone? If you are nodding your head or inside of you wanting to scream, yes, that is me, to some of these questions, maybe not all of these questions, be silent no more. I've had Cindy Mitchell. She is the executive director of the Salvation Army domestic violent program, violence program. And today we're going to talk about how to, these are the questions, recognize. The second thing we're going to do is make a plan for escape. And the third thing we're going to do is heal. How do you do these things? And I am excited that we have Cindy back. It's been years since she's been on the show, and it's over, long overdue. And since it is our sole purpose in life to give and receive love and knowledge, I am grateful that Cindy Mitchell is here to do just that. Welcome, Cindy, to the Lynn McDermott Radio Show.
Thank you. It is wonderful to be back, and I really want to thank you for really putting a highlight on this issue that affects so many people in our community across Florida and nationwide. I think the more attention that we can give this subject can help survivors access resources, get safe, and heal. So I thank you.
Well, it's my pleasure. Now, share a little bit about yourself and what led you to this field, to Salvation Army and to domestic violence in particular.
Well, I've been doing this a long time.
Yes.
About 2 decades working with this program about, I guess, 12 years as the director. But I was really lucky enough to have filled a position shortly after college and really just love the work. I love the women we serve, and we do serve men, I should say, just to start off. We do also serve men who are survivors of domestic
violence. Sure.
But definitely the vast majority who we see and statistically show are survivors of domestic violence. And so their stories are just amazing. And, you know, really the courage and the strength they have inspired me and, you know, to help them along.
Very good. And that is a very noble of you, because you could be doing just about anything else. And here you are helping so many people who don't even know that they matter. I want to encourage you, my listeners and also my viewers, that it's a very scary time. People don't even understand that they're in an abusive relationship. You might see it as the person on the outside looking in. So this is where we get to help. We get to share this information with people lovingly. There's a fear behind all of this. Let's dispel some of these issues. Let's look at them so we can understand, so we can help ourselves or someone we love. And we're going to continue our conversation with Cindy Mitchell when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you. Becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you.
Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow with one another. Today's teacher is Cindy Mitchell. She is the executive director of the Salvation Army Domestic Violence Program in Melbourne. Now, I know that this isn't a Melbourne problem. This is a global problem. And so because I live in Brevard County and my second home is Jacksonville, we've reached out to groups. We'll reach out to groups in Jacksonville. We'll reach out to groups worldwide. This is a worldwide issue. So the information that you're hearing today is in your communities as well. And so we'll do the national numbers. What is the national number? What's the national hotline for domestic violence, Cindy?
That is 1-800-799-SAFE. S-A-F-E.
Safe. Now, many people believe, because when you are being abused, we're talking about domestic violence today, for those of you who are just tuning in with Cindy Mitchell, many are afraid for their lives. And so it becomes a silence. There's, what are the signs that we, because I know you had mentioned that in February, you celebrate teen dating domestic violence. And I can't even fathom that it starts that young, but do we start getting molded, the mind get molded to that it's okay to be hit or abused? How does that start?
Well, I think that our culture, there certainly is some normalization, though it's not intended. It exists that there are some behaviors that especially teens with, who don't have typically a history with relationships, may in their beginning relationships experience some of this behavior and not realize that this is unhealthy and could potentially be dangerous. And so they, which can then set, the stage for further abuse as they become an adult.
Okay. So what are some of the signs that as responsible people, whether you're a teenager or an adult, that's the first indicator that there's some flags that we need to step away from this relationship before it gets worse.
I would say probably the number one as in an early part of the relationship is jealousy. When that person is interacting with other people, and that could be the someone of a different gender, accusing them of having affairs or isolating them from their friends and family, their support systems is one that is pretty common.
Mm-hmm.
Treating them differently in front of others as opposed to their home environment, putting them down, criticizing how they are as a person, how they work, maybe how they parent, possessiveness,
mm-hmm.
wanting to spend all their time with them, wanting to know what they're doing at all times, checking up on them. It's a pattern. It's not a one-time event that where there's violence. There's really always these other behaviors that are coercive and are meant to gain that power and control over the other person.
Okay, so that's what the person who's in the relationship will see. What we see as or experience is the isolation.
Yes.
Maybe you don't like that person that your friend is with, and all of a sudden they stop being your friend because that friend's relationship with their significant other is now being compromised by the relationship,
right?
The friendship, right? Yeah. So there's that isolation. We see isolation. What else do we see?
We could see them not being able to go to work or school, missing appointments that that they made, and with perhaps excuses that don't sound quite right, they may see injuries.
Yes.
And ask, what happened, and maybe it doesn't make sense. And, they see a black eye or a cut, and it's how the person is saying it happened doesn't quite add up.
And I understand that if there's a gun involved, it increases the chances of violence as well.
Yes.
Absolutely. So let's talk about if there's a gun in the house, what does that mentally do to the person who's being violated?
Well, the presence of that firearm, certainly if an abuser is using that firearm in the context of the relationship, like I get angry, I pull out the weapon and I show it to the partner as a threat. This is something that I can use, right? Mm-hmm. I have possession of this, and they may pull it out to clean the gun in front of them as a show of look what I have. And, the message is clear to a survivor that they may not be afraid to use it on them. And certainly we know just statistically out there that most homicides that are domestic violence related, which there are, it is the majority for women who are killed who are murdered by an intimate partner, a former intimate partner. So we know firearms with an abuser make things more dangerous.
Okay. So knowing all of this, what should, if a person is an abuser looking for a particular personality, or can it happen across the board with someone who is known as very, very bold or very articulate, very educated, all the way down to someone who's been abused their whole life? I mean, is there a pattern with the abuser honing in on their person that they're going to be possessing?
I would say that, the majority, and there's always exceptions to everything, but the majority have no certain demographic, right? It's more of an attitude. It's more of a belief system that says I have the right. The abuser thinks they have the right to control what the other person does, who they see, where they go, and really demand that they cater to that abuser's needs.
So
it's a kind of a sense of entitlement.
Yes. And so when we see that sense of entitlement, all our intuition, all the bells and whistles are going off. But then the mentality of the person who stays is, I want to change them. I love them enough to change them. Because I would think that there would be a honeymoon stage where you just fall head over heels for this person that is your everything, right?
Yes. And abusers do that. They are very, tend to be very calculating in that relationship, because, someone who gets abused right in the beginning of a relationship isn't going to stay in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So the abuser really has to work to gain their trust, really win them over, and really probably meet some needs that then when the abuse begins and that they really want that power and control to happen, that it makes it very difficult. They want the situation to be difficult for that survivor to walk away from.
Okay.
There is that isolation piece. There can be the economic abuse that, literally they don't have the money to leave. But they create that scenario. And the survivor doesn't realize all these things are coming together.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And so it's a silence. There's an unspoken, there's something that clicks that keeps our intuition from kicking in high gear, for listening to our intuition. And many people stay in this situation. So in that, we've identified and recognize what can we do to help somebody in this process? How do we help someone recognize these signs when you say, hey, this guy is abusing you, or this guy or this woman is controlling and manipulating you to end our relationship of friendship of 30 years. And what can we say to that person who's been seduced by the abuser?
The most important thing I think to say is really what you just said, is that I care about you, and and maybe point out the things that you've seen change, and that, and to say abuse isn't okay. There is nothing that you do, or, you know, that causes this, that makes it happen. And there's really nothing you can do to be a better mother, better wife, better partner to make the abuse stop, because it's not their abuse.
Okay. Right?
The other person is making a choice to abuse. And to say, I'm here for you. Whenever you need the help, is I'm here for you, and mean it. And mm-hmm. and be there as the resource to say, I know how you can get help when you're ready.
Okay. And we need to sit by and wait?
Well, I think that survivors are the experts of their situation.
Mm, okay.
If, you know, we have to be mindful that they know what is going on in the relationship better than anybody.
Okay.
And providing them with the information they need to access resources when they are ready and it's safe for them is important.
Okay.
Because we don't want to make things more dangerous for them.
Sure. And so now let's move on. I think that we all can identify, maybe not so much, but we can identify. There are some specific numbers, like if I'm looking at Cindy right now, there's a 1-800-500-1119. Share what that number is for.
That is Florida's domestic violence hotline. It is 24 hours a day. There are multiple languages available, and it is the number that a caller can call. And this can be friends and family, and it can be survivors of domestic violence who call it, to access services from the local domestic violence centers throughout Florida. So they can connect you directly with those centers that, you know, if you're in Jacksonville, they'll connect you with Hubbard House. If you're in Miami, you'll go to a different center. It's just, you know, that linkage. And they safety plan as well.
Very good. That's 1-800-500-1119. There's also in Florida 211. And when you call 211, which are just three little letters, 211, they will point you in the direction and the area that you need to start this new life. Now, some people are threatened. They feel threatened that if they leave, they will lose. They will lose their children. They will lose their life. And so, Cindy, would you help someone understand how the idea of an escape plan begins?
Right. Survivors are always planning. They're always planning for safety. They have to do that to survive the situation. But when we're talking about escape planning, it's really helping a survivor walk through the steps that they may need to get out safely. And so that can be saving up some money on the side. How can they hide that money? What they might need to pack, where they can store that information or supplies that they need, like clothing or birth certificates, things like that. How they can safely keep that somewhere else and that the abuser doesn't find. How they can access resources safely without being tracked. Because of technology. So, and we walk them all through that.
Yes, technology. That was one of the things in doing my research that I discovered, that the abuser might look at your computer. And if you feel that you're concerned about someone monitoring you, feel free to call me, because my number isn't associated with anything other than the show. 407-373-5959. I will get you the help you need. 407-373-5959. And we're going to continue our conversation with Cindy Mitchell of Salvation Army Domestic Violence Program when we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. There is speculation an automated anti-stall system may have contributed to this week's crash of a Boeing 737 MAX 8 jetliner in Ethiopia, as well as the crash of another of the planes in Indonesia back in October. The FAA says it expects Boeing will soon complete safety upgrades to the system. The United States pulling its remaining diplomatic personnel out of Venezuela, citing deteriorating conditions in the South American country. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has come out against the impeachment of President Trump. That puts her at odds with some of her fellow congressional Democrats who seem intent on impeaching the president. On Wall Street, stock futures are mixed. Dow futures down 88 points, while NASDAQ futures are up 7. S&P futures currently down a fraction. More details at srnnews.com.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards. The interest on the cards was really high. I was making the minimum payments, but barely. And it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976 to talk to a certified counselor.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment.
Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees and over-limit charges, reduce your interest, and possibly improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They did help me learn how to manage my money. Now, you know, we have a house, and we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
My name is Holly, and I am debt-free for keeps.
1-800-990-6976.
Talk 100.3 FM, traffic and weather.
295 South at Blanding Boulevard, there's been a crash. The left lane is blocked there. 95 North at University Boulevard, a car has stalled. And if you're at I-10 East, Cassett to Lenox, there's backup. Morning clouds, then afternoon sun today. The high will be 71 degrees. This evening, mostly clear with an overnight low of 59.
Here's Dan Celia with today's Stewardship Moment.
God is speaking in Jeremiah chapter 2, verse 2. He says this, "Go and cry in the hearing of Jerusalem, saying, Thus says the Lord, I remember you, the kindness of your youth, the love of your betrothal, when you went after me in the wilderness in a land not shown." How incredible is that reminder that when we turn our backs on God, when we forget God, He does not forget us. He remembers us and He desires to have fellowship with us. Today is a wonderful day to return to our Lord.
You've just heard a Stewardship Moment with Dan Celia of Financial Issues Ministry, helping you plan, give, and invest wisely. For more information, log on to financialissues.org. That's financialissues.org.
Is it time for a new roof? Get your roofing job done right. Call Sears Roofing right now for a free in-home estimate. That's Sears Roofing. Not available in all areas. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License information available upon request. Call Sears Roofing right now. 1-888-990-2233. That's 1-888-990-2233. 1-888-990-2233. Sears.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lillian McDermott Radio Show, where we can be heard worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. I'm your host, Lillian McDermott, and it is my goal that we learn from each other. Go through life with childlike wonder. Make sure that the person in front of you, that when you have a conversation, that you learn something new from that person. We're all teachers and we're all students. And so if we go through life with this childlike wonder, it's amazing the things that we will learn. If you think that you know it all and there's no more room to grow, then put a chalk line around you because you are dead. And I want to encourage you to say, okay, I want to live. I want to live and I want to grow and I want to learn. And so this is where we have this conversation of 100% responsibility and ownership. But it's more of that. It's understanding who we are, why we believe the way we believe, where that thought came from. And this is where we take out our soul shovels and we dig deep until there's nothing else but truth. And if you want to join this movement, go to whenyouneedafriend.com. Please become a subscriber. It's a two-step process. So once you get that confirmation email, you confirm. And once you confirm, you get an email from me with a bunch of gifts for you that will help support this life, this new life that you want to live. 90-day challenge to self-love. Also a positive affirmation audio CD that I did a long time ago. I probably need to update it. But for those of you who go to whenyouneedafriend.com, I want to encourage you to view my sponsors. Without my sponsors, this show would not be on the air. So check out my sponsors, see how you can be able to support them the way they are supporting the show. Like me on my social media. When you go to whenyouneedafriend.com, everything is there. So there's my YouTube channel, subscribe. My website, subscribe. My social media, like me there. There's podcasts. You can call me at 407-373-5959. And I said that before we went off the air, that if you feel that you need a third party or whatever, just call my number, 407-373-5959. I will help you in any way I can to get you. Well, you need to help yourself. All I can do is point you to that area where they can help you get out. So before we started talking about the escape, we talked about with Cindy Mitchell. She is the Salvation Army, the executive director of Salvation Army Domestic Violence Program in COCO. And so we have there's so many different divisions, so many different in your area, parts of your area. If you go to F as in Frank, C as in Central, A as in Apple, D as in David, V as in Victor.org, that will take you to the national page that will help you go to whatever, wherever you need that help in. And so when I was talking to Cindy during the break, and for those of you who would like to listen to some of our conversations or all of our conversations off the air, when you go to whenyouneedafriend.com, you could click on YouTube and you'll be able to watch our conversations as well. These are conversations that we may not be able to have on the air because of regulations, but we can do just say about anything off the air. And so I want to encourage you to go there as well. Cindy Mitchell, I am so grateful that we finally got you on the show. I wanted to talk about the escape plan that is so crucial. We talked a little bit about it off the air, but what are some of the key things that we need to know either as an abused person or as someone who wants to help somebody?
Well, that escape plan is really everything from how will that survivor exit the relationship in the moment? Like, are they going to do this when the partner has left the home to go to work, mm-hmm. which would be a safe time, accessing that escape bag or packing one at that time, getting documents that may be hard to get later out of the house. If they, for example, have a green card, that would be something that they want to take with them. If there's children in the relationship, to be able to have any records pertaining to those children, shot records, things like that, things that they may need later. If they're going to stay with a friend or something like that, taking stuff that they may need for, a period of time, mm-hmm. If they're going to stay with them. If they're coming into a domestic violence shelter, bringing things that they can have available to them that make them comfortable. But
sure.
We provide food, we have clothing, we have basic needs items. So, none of that should prevent a survivor from leaving in the moment.
Okay, Cindy, so here's, I hear you say that and it sounds wonderful, but what about all the people I hear say, I can't find a place. No one can take care of me. When I got there, there was no food for me. There is that fear, and maybe it's real and maybe it's not real, but what is real, Cindy? You tell us, what do people expect when they go to a place that helps with people with that have been abused from domestic violence? What is the expectation and what is the reality?
Right. Well, what we do is we offer a place to be that is safe, and our services are free and confidential. And survivors can come and go. You know, they're not required to stay with us and do things, right? Everything that we offer are voluntary services to them. Mm-hmm. You know, we're here in a supportive role to assist them with the crisis and discovering what their concerns about the situation are. We help look at risks with the batterer and helping that survivor plan for those things and assist them along the way with whatever they have determined that they want to do.
Okay, so sometimes the fear in our head is much greater than the escape, the peace that we would experience on the other side. So if you finally take that step and you go towards a shelter to help and they're full, do you guys find a place for them that is not full?
We offer and do this where we work with that survivor. We offer this to help identify another place.
Okay.
We go to. We don't just say, sorry, there's no room.
There's no room at the inn.
Right. We say, can we help you access something else? And really look at what are their ideas about that. Are they wanting to go further away? You know, maybe outside of the area. Is that something that we can help them do?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it something closer? Can we explore some ideas? And every situation is different.
Okay. Now, okay, so resources. How can these people, because usually when you're isolated from people, you might be also isolated from financial wealth. You may not be able to put some money aside. How do these shelters help with that? A skill, maybe. We don't have a skill because they were told they're not good enough. And so walk us through that.
Right. Well, you know, we are certainly not, we can do everything, right? We are a domestic violence center. And we believe in really working with the community resources. And, okay. And there are a lot of resources available for survivors. And so there are places to go to learn different job skills and we assist in helping do resumes and looking at what people's interests are. Maybe they want to get a CNA license. Is that something that we can help them achieve? And sometimes, you know, we're a more short-term stop along the way. You know, some mm-hmm. survivors come to us in crisis and their plan is, I just want to go move to Texas and because I have family and support there. And how can we help them get there? And so that's, you know, part of what we may do is help them get there.
Now, do you say have this conversation after you leave, or can we have this conversation with you or any shelter prior to leaving?
Oh, yeah. We encourage before leaving is to get that plan set or, you know, really kind of think about all the moving pieces of that because it's safer that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so calling that statewide hotline or the national hotline, all of those resources can walk a survivor through developing that escape plan.
Okay.
Yeah. And just, we want it to be safe as possible in leaving.
And you guys know all the tricks, you know, the tricks of the trade that you can help that individual. So for those of you who are listening today, and I don't think I've ever addressed the abuser. If you know you're abusing someone, get help. This is something that is much deeper than you can control. And in a situation like that, you will change your generation tree, your pattern, that pattern of abuse, you can also change. Are there places for people, Cindy, that recognize in themselves they don't like the abusing, but it's in their DNA or it's in their, they're so angry and they don't know how to get to that anger? What do you suggest for someone who's an abuser who would like to get help?
There are a specific program, really nationwide and in Florida, they're called Batterers Intervention Program. And they can be voluntary. And certainly if someone recognizes that they are abusive and want to help, great, do it. There are programs out there and that will help address that and certainly encourage it.
Again, 211 if you're in the state of Florida, really quick. If not, if you're in the Brevard County area, the number with Cindy is 321-631-2764. And we're going to continue our conversation when we return worldwide and off the air. When we return worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. We'll be right here waiting for you.
I'll be right here waiting for you.
Radio that's with you every night through the long commuter fight and in the morning with your toast and mama lady. Oh, who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall, who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. Teens whose parents drive distracted are twice as likely to also drive distracted. Our children look up to us. They pick up our habits, good and bad. What behaviors are you teaching your children while you drive? Eating, texting, putting on makeup? What distractions would you give up if it meant saving your child's life? Be the driver you want your teen to be. End distracted driving. Visit ndd.org to learn more. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'm glad FM 100.3, The Biz, cares about you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show has brought great teachers who have taught us that our bodies can heal naturally and without toxicity. Not everyone has access to this information, and insurance does not pay for holistic therapies. After learning this truth, I started a foundation. McDermott Holistic Healing Foundation is in its infancy and can use your help. Go to McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org, register, donate, and heal. McDermottHolisticHealingFoundation.org is here for you. Hello, my listening friend. The Lillian McDermott Radio Show is new to this area and is looking for a few good friends to become sponsors. Becoming a sponsor is an affordable way to grow your business. No matter the size, large or small, we have a budget that's right for you. To learn more about becoming a sponsor, call me at 407-373-5959. That's 407-373-5959. This is Lillian McDermott, and I'll be right here waiting for you.
You can text Lillian McDermott or leave her a voicemail at 407-373-5959. Once again, here's Lillian.
Welcome back to the Lily McDermott Radio Show, where we always learn and grow with one another. And today's teacher is Cindy Mitchell. She is the executive director of the Salvation Army Domestic Violence Program in Cocoa, Florida. There are these places all around. There are around. This is not a Florida problem. This is not a Cocoa, Florida, or Jacksonville problem. This is global. And for those of you who want to learn more, there's a lot of statistics out there where that we don't even know we don't know. But there's in Jacksonville, there's Hubbard House. We've reached out to Hubbard House a couple times, but they are busy too. And so we need to get this information out so that we learn that it's okay, that there's nothing wrong with you if you find yourself in a situation like that. And I see Cindy, she's nodding her head. I'm sure that you've had this conversation before, huh?
Exactly. Yes. I would say exactly what you just said. There's nothing wrong with you.
Yes. So the you can call 211 in Florida, or you can call 1-800-500-1119. The National Abuse Hotline is 1-800-799-7233. That's the National Abuse Hotline. This is something that, and we also have Serene House. They've been on my show before. And their number is 734-995-5444. Make a plan. Make sure that this is something that you said, Cindy, off the air that I want to repeat now. Don't go to your abuser and say, I am making a plan to leave you. That is the last thing you want to say. You need to be very compliant. Make sure that everything is nice. And then you make your plan. But one of the things, share, Cindy, how many times does an average, this doesn't have to be this what your story is, but in average, how many times do people leave before they leave all together?
The average is 7 to 9. So seven and nine is the average that somebody will leave and go back and leave and go back, because it is a process.
It is a process, and we need to trust that process. For those of us who are watching people being abused, we have got to trust the process too. Be support to the person, but also be aware that this may happen. It may not happen. It may not always happen this way. Maybe it only happens this way because they don't understand that there are choices. Maybe they don't understand that fear is not as strong as the love that we should have for ourselves. And so with that in mind, let's talk about healing. I made a commitment. First is to recognize, then as escape plan, and then the third is to heal. Let's break this cycle. How does someone heal when you have children that are being abused, that you're being abused, you got to pick up all the pieces? What is the first step towards healing?
I think the first step is talking about it with a safe person.
Okay.
Whether that is someone that is their friend, a family member, a domestic violence center, somebody who hopefully is knowledgeable and can be supportive in a positive way. Sharing that, because these relationships the abuse tends to happen in secret, it's really important for survivors to start talking about it and sharing it in a way that is safe for them. And one of the ways that they can do this, and one of the things I've seen to be very helpful, is to go to a support group or domestic violence. And because there they can see and hear other survivors who either left yesterday or maybe even haven't left, mm-hmm. or have left 10 years ago. Mm. And so they see the range and get other people's experience. And I think one of the things that is hard for survivors is, because they tend to be so isolated, is they think they're the only ones experiencing this. And that is so not true. They are in such good company. One in four women will be the victim of physical, sexual, or emotional violence in their lifetime by an intimate partner. So, I mean, there are so many women and men who have experienced abuse. And so getting that peer support is, I think, very helpful.
Very good. Very good advice. Are there any other statistics that share to wake us up to how prominent this is, and how well we keep it hidden, and how well we cope from, you know, beating to beating or manipulation to manipulation.
Some statistics. Let's see.
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, is there anything else that you deal with all the time that we just need to be aware with?
I think that one of the things that we may not be great at articulating that is a really important factor with domestic violence is the economic abuse that happens. I think that tends to be minimized, but it plays such an important role in the abuser's control of their partner. And so I think we need to be aware in different realms, in our coworkers, our friends, our family, our religious, spiritual of the ways that survivors are controlled and kept in that relationship. And so it may not just, you know, just be, I don't mean just, but it may not only be physical or sexual violence. It's a lot of other things that happen that keep that survivor in it.
Okay.
It's complicated.
It is complicated. And so we need to dive in. That's that soul shovel that we talk about on the Lynn McDermott Radio Show. We need to understand that we don't deserve to be punched or made to feel less than. We do matter. We are all important in the universe. We all have a part in the choir. And as the song goes, some sing high, some sing low, some sing higher. But we all a part of this universe, and we all have a purpose. Maybe your purpose is to help others. Once you find your escape route, maybe your purpose is to help others escape as well and heal. So every point, every step that we all take is to help the good of all. That's the 100% responsibility question. That's the fourth question in taking responsibility. How can my experience help others? And that's what they do at the Salvation Army Domestic Violence Program. Do you have volunteers that go there that have gotten out of relationships that help people once they're coming in scared and fearful that they may not have the means to support themselves?
Sure. We run into people all the time. I do speaking engagements. I train professionals in domestic violence. We have donors. And so often people will tell me, I was a survivor. You know, I was victimized 10 years ago and I wanted to give back. And I mean, that is such a common theme in our work. I mean, it's just so unfortunately universal for women who have experienced this. It's just, it's hard to believe that this is the way it is.
Yeah. And it is.
But it is so common that people should not feel like they're unusual or there's something wrong with them if they have experienced this or are experiencing this in their relationship.
Absolutely. And again, I want to say the number is 211. That is the number you can call. And once they answer the phone, they will direct you to where you need to get to. Or I believe at one time I was doing research for Suicide Hotline and I called the number and it answered in the local area that I was calling. They didn't even answer the phone and say, well, let me transfer you. No, they went right there. And so for those of you who are looking at making a plan, let's do it together. It's 211. There's also 1-800-500-1119. Let's make a plan. Every single one of us matters. And there's a lot of people out there, Cindy, that believe that they don't matter. And so I hope that the show today and that you've been able to make a difference with even more people than you've already been able to help over the last two decades, last 12 as the executive director at the Salvation Army Domestic Violence Program. So thank you so much, Cindy, for spending your time today and making a difference.
Thank you, Lillian.
Thank you. And for you, my listening friend, this show is dedicated for all of the men and women and children who have forgotten they matter. Please go out there. If you can help somebody get stronger, we are all one. We're all in this together. Together, One of us is just one person, but together we're an overwhelming majority. Please remember, I'll be right here waiting for you worldwide at whenyouneedafriend.com. This is Lillian McDermott wishing you love, peace, joy, and unexpected abundance. Make it the best.
The opinions and advice expressed on the Lillian McDermott radio show are intended for the individual callers and guests on the program and are presented to our wider audience solely for general educational purposes. Please act responsibly and consult personally with your own medical, psychological, or